Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be into the nitty gritty of the big city. Let me play something here. I'm going to start swinging right off the bat, but before I do, I got to make an announcement because this Saturday I'm going to be doing a conference call, 8 o'clock Eastern Saturday. And the information, if you want to get in on the conference, listen to it or whatever, the information is going to be at the very top of the pod. was invited to talk on this. We were going to be discussing things in terms of nano. Now, for a lot of you, you may have heard majority of the stuff. Might be a refresher for some of you. You may even see... maybe even hear certain things maybe we haven't heard. I'm not sure. But anyway, Mike Vacville, he's the guy that's going to host the conference. So if you're interested, feel free to, you know, come on in. You're invited. You can hear me rant and rave on another network. See what more trouble we can get into. What do you know? What do you think? So anyway, check it out. I think it should be good. There's a lot of people that are interested or here are now waking up to the nano aspect of things. Clear up some things and clear up some distinctions between what people think. Maybe blow out some of the hoaxes that are out there and some of the bullshit that we're hearing today. And perhaps get everybody in tune on what we need to really be doing to protect ourselves. We're all inundated, we're all saturated with it, we've all got it in us to the hills. It's just a matter now, activation of the particulate matter. So, and it's going on more and more. Every day I get emails from people all over, you know, saying that, you know, they're asking me questions about this and that, about the bucket, about the triangle, you know, about the surge, about the toroidal fields, about the repulsors. So there's a lot. Maybe we can, you know, help a lot of people at one time. So again, feel free to come on down. It'll be the 24th this weekend, 8 o'clock Eastern. All right. Let me get to the nitty-gritty here. All right, hold on.
We found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people.
We're going to need boosters. Hell, I never even took the first shot. So that should tell you that if I didn't take the first shot, that my immune system should be okay. Imagine that. You know, I get people calling me all the time, talking to me about what to do because they got the shot. And some tell me, like, they've gotten two shots. And there's a lot of people out there, and it's astounding to me how so many have taken these injections, not done a damn bit of research on any of it. And then I got an email saying, well, is there anything I could take to block the shot because I'm forced to take it? I'm like, what? Forced? How are you forced? Are you getting a gun put at your head? Are you being threatened to have your genitals cut off? Are they attempting to murder you? I mean, are you going to get robbed? How are you forced? And it's not a matter of force. it's a matter of perception. And what, you know, people got, what people are believing. This is the one thing I'm not getting here either. I do get it, and I don't. I get the fact that people feel that they are being blackmailed into getting these injections. This I understand. You think you may not be able to go to work. You may not be able to go to a baseball game or whatever the bloody hell you want to do. You can't travel. Israel today came out and said they're not allowing vaccinated people into their country to stem the tide of an outbreak. Are you effing kidding me? That was such an oxymoron for me to read, that they are saying they're not going to allow you to come into their country even if you're vaccinated. And this policy is going to go global because Israel is setting the standard. The bullshit that's going on right now on the planet is also coming from there. And one by one, these countries will follow. It's Israel, and then it's the UK, then it's other parts of Europe. You know, I mean, we saw what happened with Ireland. We saw what happened with France. We saw what happened with Greece. And you don't think, and seriously, you don't think that's not going to happen across the Atlantic here? You know, this bullshit is never going to stop. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something else. There's going to be always a different variant going to come up. There's going to be a different strain of something going to happen. A major outbreak, a new and improved some bullshit is going to happen. It's never, never, never going to stop. And you know why it's never going to stop? Because when we could have nipped this shit in the bud, when the corona came out, that boogeyman that they staged in Wuhan, the Wuhan Acting Guild, when that came out, and they started making up all these lies, and Fauci was putting out all this bullshit, if everybody then and there said, you know what, go pound salt, we have a 99.678% of surviving this, and you want us to do what? You know, go after yourself. That's what everybody should have said. Now, all we have is a bunch of suckholes running to get their injections. Because, oh, everybody else is doing it, I'm going to have to do it too. This is insanity. It always has been. The ability to not be able to stand up and say no. The ability of not being able to stand up and say, you're not going to accept it. You know, years ago, we had these debates with vaccines. This has been going on, oh, ever since I can remember, ever since I had kids. And nothing's changed except back then, people had more fight. Once they understood that the vaccines that they had, and these were vaccines back then, not this injectable shit that they're putting out today. And you just heard what this medical virologist is talking here. The implications of what he said is speaking volumes here. The vaccines of yesteryear were there to immunize, and they caused problems. A lot of birth defects, mental disorders, autistic disorders, cancer disorders, all kinds of shit. And people were saying no. I think it got to a point that more people were not taking these shots. And as a result, they were not compromising their immune system like the governments wanted them to. And like the medical people wanted them to, so they can make more money. You know, bleed your accounts down faster, put you in a more compromised position, so at the end of your life they can kill you off a lot faster so you wouldn't be able to collect your pensions or enjoy the fruits of your labor that you put in all your life. This shit that's going on today, it's nothing but sacrificing men and women. That's all it is, just sacrifice. And stealing their wealth, stealing their fruits of their labor, stealing from their blood and sweat. The generation that is prior to mine, I used to tell this to my mom all the time, your generation is going to get everything, my generation is going to be left behind, because they had to take from my generation to give to you, what you guys were fighting for. Problem with my generation, there wasn't enough of us fighting. And those of us who did fight, like as per usual, the numbers were few and far between. And then it got to a point, in order to get a job and to sustain a job, you had to basically compromise, even if you were in the union, you had to compromise. Today, what's going on is when I get letters saying, I'm forced to take the vaccine, the only thing you're forced to do is what you're willing to agree to. Whatever happened, seriously, whatever happened to the perspective of, you know what, Chuck U. Farley, I will start my own business. Chuck U. Farley, I'll start marketing on my own. Chuck U. Farley, I'm going to go and become independent. If you're doing any kind of job, whatever it is you're doing, you can be a consultant, you can be a contractor, you can even set up contracts to have and hire people to go do the job if you can't do it by yourself. You can open up a storefront if you want, and you don't even have to have a physical storefront today. You can open it up through the internet. So this is my thought on being forced. The reason why you feel blackmailed is because you don't think in terms of autonomy. You're still thinking as a slave. I gotta go to work. I gotta pay my bills. I gotta have a job. I gotta be employed. Well, why don't you be the employer? Why don't you be the head, not the tail? What I'm saying may not be easy to engage, because part of it is your thinking. But when you begin to engage that perspective, that why, now think of it this way. I'll give you an example. When I was driving truck years ago, one year I made $50,000. We were talking back in the 1980s. I made 50 grand one year driving truck. Then I looked at my taxes. The government took exactly 50% of my yearly earnings. What I earned annually that year, the government took 50%. I looked at that and I started speaking all kinds of Canadian. You have no idea. I was pretty fluent with it then, and I'm fluent with it today. I decided at that point, right then and there, I said, why should I be working for a government that's just doing nothing but wasting our money anyway? So I became an owner-operator. Now, again, there was some drawbacks to that, too. There's nothing that doesn't go without some kind of problem. But my thinking was, why should I be giving any money to the government? I could write off all these things. I could put things aside. Now, things have changed since then, I grant you, and things are a little bit different. But you can still manipulate certain things so you're not complying to the system either, you know. And you could do it legally. So my point was, when I saw that I was giving the government half of my wage, I had a wife and two kids at the time, I was taking care of a family. So I'm thinking to myself, well, no wonder I can't, I'm always in the hole here, because I got to give half of it to the government. It's like giving the mafia some money so that you could work. It's crazy. So my thinking was, I'm going to go do it on my own. I'm going to be an owner-operator. And that's what I did. And I met a lot of good guys out there on the road that, you know, had the same kind of mindset. So we used to always, you know, chum together and run together when we were up and down the highway. There'd be two or three of us running, you know, at a time. We all started at different days, but we started caught up to each other. And we'd convoy back and forth. It's not an easy thing initially. But when you start thinking in terms of being autonomous, being free, we're always talking about going off-grid, right? Well, this is one of the ways of initiating or engaging going off grid. Because now you are going to run the show the way you think, and you will grow exponentially in whatever endeavor you do. Because when you become self-employed, it forces you to think in a different way. You're not stuck on the mainstream mantra that you hear. Most of the people today are still thinking in this term of having a job. I have to have a job. My job requires that I take a vaccine. You know, if everybody told the employers, go F yourself, we're not taking a vaccine. Says, we'll stay home if we have to. You know how quick the policies would change? You know how fast they would change? Look what they did in Vancouver Airport. They created a segregated system in the airport. If you're vaccinated, you go in this line. If you're unvaccinated, you go in that line. And someone made a comment about the signage up there in the airport that you had French, English, and Chinese. So somebody asked, when did Chinese become the official language of Canada? I haven't heard that yet, but I expect it to happen anytime soon. The implications here in Canada is not looking good because is because Canadians did nothing. And the very few of us that did do something wasn't enough. Protesting isn't going to do sweet fuck all. Nothing. Nothing. Until we can get into a situation where we can legally remove, the government that's at hand right now, one way or another, it's got to go, or we will continue to spiral into the abyss in this country. And once those borders open up, there's going to be an exodus out of this country. Those who can leave are going to. That's simple. I talked to a lot of Canadians, and they have seen that there is really not much left here to fight for because there isn't enough people fighting. I don't know how to encourage the engagement here, getting involved and initiating. I don't know how to make that even more clear. This is a country worth saving and fighting for, but the way it is and how it's going, and with the complicity that everyone is complying to, it's astounding. In just the last week or so, I have had to tell 11 people to leave my store because they don't read. First thing I asked was, have you been injected? Oh, yeah, I'm getting my second shot this Saturday. Well, you got to step outside. Well, why? Because you got a shot. And they look at me like I'm, you know, they don't, what? Why? I got a shot and I got to leave. Yeah, there you go. You got it. You know. I said, I can get what you need and bring it outside, but you can't come in the store if you had a shot. And some of them are willing to do that. Some get all huffy and walk away, and that's fine. You know, I don't really care one way or the other there. But this is it. And then when you ask these people why did they get the shot, well, I want to go traveling. Where are you going to go? Nobody's letting you in the country. You can't even fly in an airplane. Even Canada's grounded its pilots. So, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm on the wrong planet. Sometimes I think maybe I'm some sort of parallel universe. And somehow I walked through this door and wound up here. Because in my universe, when I read what's going on and understand that the agenda is going to progress no matter what we say or do, and the agenda is progressing, and we are losing our civil liberties and our rights and our freedoms and whatever constitution or charter protections that we have. And then I talk to these people, it's like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm in the Ozone. Like, oh my gosh, I'm in that zone. You know, it's unbelievable. no, nothing. Nothing. And then I'm hearing today, a buddy of mine called me up. He says to me that friends of his that were not going to get the shot are now considering it. I mean, like I said, I have to stop, sometimes refrain because the Canadian will start to flow. And once that starts to flow, sometimes I can't stop it. It just keeps on. What? It's like that guy from Australia the other night. I'm still chuckling with that. Like I said, you would have had to seen his reaction. His face was so flustered. He was so, his blood pressure must have been to the roof. You know, he was actually panting because he was trying to keep up with his brain. Take the, any blah, 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 blah. It says blah, blah, blah. Hit him right, really hard. I know that feeling. So like I said, when we're looking at what's going on, now you just heard the guy with the Pfizer vaccine. If you've gotten one shot, your antibodies are going to drop. If you got two shots, they're going to drop by a sixfold factor. Sixfold. They're just chomping at the bit. You just watch, in another couple weeks, we're going to be locked down in Ontario. I'll bet money on it. There'll be, you know, oh, the monkey virus is in Texas. It's going to hit us in Ontario. Oh, we went from Corona, COVID, SARS, COVID, Deviant, Delta, Lambda, now monkey. This ain't, like I said, this ain't never going to stop. Never. Never, never, never. Like I said, till we get these people to get their head out of their asses and smell some air for a change, maybe, perhaps, they might. Some of them may wake up. Hopefully it won't be too late. Because this is unbelievable what we're seeing, what this is going on. And again, it's right in front of your eyes. And then you see the distraction with Fauci, right? Paul Rand or whatever his name is now, you know, getting Fauci under some sort of congressional committee. And they get into this debate and, oh, yeah, blah, blah. And, well, you don't know what you're talking about, Senator, blah, blah, blah. And they're getting into this. It's all a distraction. Nothing's going to happen to Fauci. Nothing. Nothing happened to Bill Gates either. Well, yeah, he's going through a divorce. Really? Watch. Him and his wife will reconcile somewhere up the way. It's part of the soap opera that they're putting out there in front of everybody. Nothing's going to happen to Fauci. He's going to continue administrating whatever he's administrating in America. You know, the governments are all, again, re-engaging the psychological warfare of shutting everything down again. Oh, we gave you a little bit of freedom. We gave you a little bit of a furlough. Oh, we gave you some kind of a parole, but now you got to go back to jail. But this time around, we may not let you go shopping for food until you become a compliant little automaton and take your little, you know, injection. So we can poison your sorry ass and get rid of you. That's what they're doing. You know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like I said, I'm jaded. I've been through whatever I've been through in my life. I've seen these governments do this shit. It's like a rerun for me. I'm seeing the same crap repeating itself over and over and over. It's like it's a perpetuating soap opera. It's a perpetuating soap opera. Nothing has changed except now they've engaged the New World Order agenda. The paradigm now is rolling. The UN is, you know, dictating global policy. The United States is no longer going to be the bad guy anymore. The United States is going to slowly fade into oblivion. It's going to be China, UN. China, UN. That's where it's going. That's where it's going. Right now, there's some drama going on between China and Israel. This should prove interesting. We'll see who's pulling whose string. We'll see how many war. We'll see how much of a, expansion in war is coming in the next little, in the next little while. Probably the next 6 months to a year. Let's see what transpires now over there in the Middle East. You know, China, Russia, and some of the major players over there want to see the area stabilized, and they're tired of these games that are going on. China wants to build that Golden Road or whatever it's called that they're trying to build. They want to go get it going through the Middle East, and they can't do it as long as this system that they've engaged themselves in is completely upsetting the quiet that they need to run their trains and their traffic. And for Israel, that means they would lose money because they're not going to get the money and support from the United States, Canada, and the rest of the Commonwealth. So they can't, you know, they gotta keep getting the dollars, they gotta keep getting the euros, they gotta keep getting the gold and the platinum. So this is where this is all going. This is because these things are going on over there. It's just horseshit, all of it. You know, that could have been settled a long time ago, and they just kept it going to perpetuate the flow of capital in that region. That's the only reason why these wars are still going on. Has nothing to do with religion. Has nothing to do with territory. It has to do with the flow of cash. And as long as the United States, especially the Christian right, continues to support that agenda, that will never, ever, ever stop. All that money, all this, well, we're going to help Israel, we're going to help Israel. Really, what are you helping them? They don't need any help. The Mossad has said they are a superpower in the Middle East. What help do they need? As long as this perpetuating of this victimization, oh, I'm a victim, you know, I'm being assaulted. Has anybody ever taken a really hard look at Palestine? It's devastated. China now is going to support Palestine. You know, this is another big thorn in Israel's side. So like I said, we're going to see how things manifest there. Now, maybe this is going to be more, now we're going to get, maybe this is going to draw more UN into the Middle East. Maybe that's what this is all about again, bringing more Chinese currency into the Middle East. Same shit, different players, same old, same old, same old. Nothing's going to get resolved there. This will be going on forever, except this time now the other side may be getting more support. So now it's going to get interesting. And then once the Middle East wears itself out with all the infighting, and they continue to kill each other off and bleed each other down, then China, Russia, or somebody will move in and take over. Because there will be nobody to challenge them. Nobody there to fight them. Perfect strategy. Just keep them fighting. Keep them killing each other. Keep them wearing each other out. Eventually, they won't have nothing left to fight with. And if they got to buy their shit from China, most of it won't work anyway. Wow, we got these bullets. Yeah, but they don't work. I hit one with a hammer and it didn't do anything. Let's open it up, see if it's got any gunpowder in there. You know, that kind of thing. It's made in China. Like I said, we are in this, it's a stage. It's all a stage, you know. Some of you might, like I said, think I'm being anti-Semitic. No, I'm being pragmatic here. I'm telling you the way what's going on. This shit's been going on for over 60 years that I've been alive. And it was going on before then. I talked to one guy from Iraq about a year or so ago, a taxi driver. And we were talking about, you know, the things in the Middle East. And I mentioned, well, this stupid war has been going on for 80 years. What, do you think they'd be tired of it? He says, 80 years? He said, try 3,700 years. I said, really? He says, yeah, this has been going on forever. Nothing's changed. He said, the battles and the skirmishes that have been there have been throughout all history. He said, that's never going to settle there. So, and again, like I said, it's a perfect money machine. It's a perfect money machine, you know. And even the government of Israel, I mean, this is how stupid this sounds, but they have violated their own people with these injections. They got an 80 to 85% injection rate. And they're having people dying of these things over there. Like, you need to curtail the population in Israel when you're supposedly living in the hot spot of the world. That makes no sense to me. The Israeli cabinet here have just passed a law saying we're going to wipe out our own people. Line them up. We'll get 85% of the vaccinated. They'll start dropping dead. You know, we'll figure out how to kill our enemies without these people. That's what it sounds like to me. Really? You're going to wipe out 85% of your population? Okay, say 70%. 70% of your population, and the 30% that's left, 15% of them are violated with the poison you put into them. So you got 15%. Maybe out of that 15%, you got 2 or 3% of anybody that knows how to fight or can fight. And you got all these enemies around you. Does that make sense strategically to anybody? Like I said, you know, we're in some kind of a soap opera here. It's unbelievable, you know, unbelievable. And then our Prime Minister in Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Prime Minister, like I said, signed a deal with Pfizer. Pfizer. Can you imagine Pfizer? That's the same company that if you get the injection, you're going to be 6 times weaker in your immune system to be able to fight. He ordered 35 million doses for 3 years. 35 million for next year and the year after and the year after that. Can you imagine that? Who's going to be left in Canada? Who's going to be left? Well, see, the first year, he'll wipe out all of Canadians that are here now. The second year, he'll wipe out whatever he's immigrated. And the third year, he'll wipe out what's immigrated after that. This really, who comes up with the script? Who comes up with the script? I'm telling you. You know, it's like I said, it's just amazing to me what we're beholding today. Basically, everyone has to be tagged, you know, and bagged. They're going to tag you with this injection and then bag you when you're done. And it's getting more and more how they've been slowly, subtly introducing new policies that's making this look more and more like the mark of the beast. If you don't get your injection, you can't go shopping. If you don't get your injection, you can't go here. If you don't get your injection, you won't be able to open up a business. If you don't get your injection, you're not going to be able to do anything. That's what it sounds like. More and more. Yeah, and this is slowly, slowly, slowly being brought in. Slowly. You know, so are we awake to that? Are you seeing this all slip into this? I said this was the mark of the beast because of the symbol of the injections are the chimera. And I think that's what John saw when he saw his vision. That's my perspective on it anyway. But anyhow, it seems like at this stage, we're heading more and more into this. And the reason why, again, it all boils down to because we are doing sweet F.A. Nothing. Nothing. You know, we're not doing what we need to be doing. We're not doing what is really required. And it's going to take a removal of this government in order to do that. And I'm not sure if we're having an election or not having an election. I heard first he's going to call it off, then he said he's going to let it run. But let's say he does have an election. It's going to be a farce of an election anyway. It doesn't matter what you vote, he's going to go back in. In fact, he'll probably have a bigger majority when he goes back in the next time to further push the agenda, because we don't have a Conservative Party that represents the people of Canada. We have a Conservative Party that represents the Republic of China. Since it was the Conservative Party that gave Canada to China. So you're not going to see the Conservative Party defend Canadians, especially when Harper signed that agreement with China. So the Conservatives will represent China, the Liberals will represent China, and the Canadians will have no representation. None. So until we can remove the impediment in our system, Conservative Party and the Liberal Party both, we're going to be stuck with this for sure. It's the only option I see at this point, because we have no representation. What we have is a staged soap opera. Watch the Premier of Ontario. Just watch. Just watch. Probably the next couple of days, he's going to have another little speech. Oh, we got to shut everything down again because we got this monkey virus and we got this new virus from outer space and this alien takeover is coming and we got to shut everything down. We got to protect the people. You got to put your mask back on. Yes, put them back on. Even your kids going to school, they got to put the mask back on. They got it. They got it. They got it. Can you imagine that shit? They're telling the kids in the States that Fauci thinks it's a great idea. Oh, Fauci, another F-tard. Fauci, what a F-tard. They're saying that they want the kids in America to put the mask back on for them to go back to school. Even two-year-olds now, or whatever, two-year-olds. Two-year-olds, put a mask on them. They might catch something. Yeah, they might catch the stupidity that's coming from the NIH in the United States. I God almighty, it's just something else to see this. And it's not, and I gotta say, it's not stupidity. I'm actually in error when I say that. This is not stupidity. This is a well-orchestrated, intellectual, strategic, instituting a takeover with people who are too stupid to see what's really going on. They have beautifully integrated this dynamic that they've created. It's quite intelligent, actually. Do something that's completely contrary to what is common sense, and the people that don't have any common sense will think this is what they need to do. And the rest of us are frustrated because we're seeing where this is going. Imagine that. Imagine that. I was looking up something today, actually a couple days ago. I forgot to put on the other show the other day, about zombie DNA. And they're finding that there's a gene in everybody that's dormant. But the junk DNA, what they call junk DNA, is this DNA can actually access these genes and reboot them. And then I thought about that as I was reading the article. I thought, well, this is interesting because they're talking about junk DNA. Now think about that for a minute. I don't think God puts any kind of junk in us. But I do believe that we do get exposed to epigenetic materials that are on a nanoscale that could possibly activate the DNA that they're calling junk to turn on that zombie gene. That's a possibility. And the epigenetics can come from anything, including vaccines or injectables. And we know that the injectables can alter DNA because both Moderna and Pfizer said so. This is what blows me away when people say, well, it's just a vaccine. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? You know, did you read the this is the thing. Nobody goes to these places and reads their own literature that these companies are putting out. This is another beautiful thing they've done. This is another beautiful thing that, like I said, is strategic beyond belief. They have put the truth out there for everybody to access it, and everybody's too effing lazy to go look at it. Wow. I read it. A lot of people I know read it. A lot of awake people I know read it. And everybody else, when you ask them, when you come, did you see what Pfizer said on their site? No. Did you go to their site to read this stuff? No. Do you know what they put inside you? No. At that point, I'm about ready. Do you have a will? Yes. Put me in it. This is almost like a comedy show. Not that talking is comedy, but it's what we're watching, what we're beholding, is almost a comedy show. When you talk to these people like this, you know, like I just did that little banter there. You know, did you go to the site? No. Did you get the injection? Yes. How many? Two. Did you read anything? No. Holy jumping. Holy jumping. This is what we live with. This is who votes. This is why the FTAR in Ottawa is there where he's at, because this is who voted for him. This is the knee-jerk reactive people that if you give them a tug on the string, their leg will shoot up. Unbelievable. I sometimes I look at things, I don't know if I'm having a meltdown sometimes, or I'm just losing it, or I'm just, you know, sometimes I just laugh and think this is beyond belief. Beyond belief. Anyway, I'm gonna well, actually, what I did in the show today, I put on here some of the things in the shots, the Novavax, the Sinovac, Sinopharm, the Pfizer, BioNTech, the Moderna mRNA. They're all there. I figured possibly... if you know somebody that hasn't read what's in this stuff, you can show them this document. They can click on the link, and it'll take them right to right to where they got to go. And maybe, perhaps, they'll read what they've done. Maybe then they'll quit emailing me, is there anything I could do? Yeah, grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. That's what I always tell them. And they're like, there's nothing. Well, you might want to get right with God. You're going to be seeing him pretty soon, I would imagine. You might want to, you know, get that part of it right. There you are. There's the information there. The Sinovac and the Sinopharm inactivated vaccines use dead SARS-CoV-2 virions with spike proteins intact to induce immunity. Somebody sent me an email where some goofball in Europe was saying that, was it Europe? No, it was down in South America somewhere, I think Argentina, was saying that there was no spike proteins. I'm reading this here, I'm thinking, he's saying there's no spike proteins, yet the manufacturers of these companies are saying there's spike proteins in there. Who knows? Maybe he's right, maybe he is, who knows? Maybe they lied. The Novavax peptide-based or protein subunit vaccine uses purified spike proteins, SARS-CoV-2, to induce immunity. The AstraZeneca, Oxford, and Johnson & Johnson adenoviral vector vaccines use harmless... There's no vaccine that's harmless, but anyway... harmless modified adenovirus to deliver DNA into the cell to make SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins to induce immunity. When you read this stuff, it's like, are you kidding me? Who in their right mind would allow anybody to put this shit into them? It's crazy. Well, I shouldn't say crazy. No, I think it's extremely intelligent. I think it's super intelligent. They have deliberated on a plan with all the different distractions, putting the truth right out there, and everybody getting overwhelmed with the drama, and nobody ever read this. Imagine that. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna mRNA vaccines consist of an mRNA genetic material encased within a liposome nanoparticle that can fuse with muscle and immune cells upon injection. The released mRNA then instructs the cells to make spike protein. They shouldn't really say spike protein. This is where I would probably agree with the doctor there. I wouldn't say spike protein. I would say encoded protein. Proteins that have an operating system encoded into them so that they can carry out the whatever program they're told to do. Because that's what they're saying, really, when you read all this. These are encoded proteins or encoded peptides that are designed to, when they get inside, to create a basic an invasion within the body. That's what, you know, basically break it down. And then, like I said, the doctor saying that the immune system's like 1/6 of what it was. 6 times lower. Wow. 6 times lower. And then Israel's banning people from coming to Israel, even if you've been vaccinated. How many more countries are going to follow that policy? Canada's already got that going here. You know, they don't want a lot of people coming over. And now that Israel is doing this, you watch that the border will stay closed even longer. Oh, no, we changed our mind. We got a new virus down in Texas. Shut it down. No, keep it shut down. We've got to protect the Canadians. We've got to protect them. The Canadians are being like ducks in a barrel or fish in a barrel. Easy to take out because everyone's contained. Everything's contained. Even the ways the roads were designed, they were designed so they could be easy. You could contain towns, cities, and villages because of the minimized routes of to be able to move about. Limited. To go from Windsor to Toronto, you got number 2, number 3 highway, and the 401. Each of these highways can be shut down at any given point. To go up north, to really go up north in northern Ontario, you got either Highway 11 or 400, and that could be shut down. Unless you know the back roads and how to maneuver around the back roads, easy to bottleneck people into the Toronto area. So between Windsor and Toronto, unless you know the ins and outs of the back roads, like Highway 8, Highway 7, Highway 4, whatever, number 3, they can shut you down and you're not going nowhere. That's how these roads were designed. Yeah, have you ever wondered why a city like Toronto, as big as it is, has got one of the shittiest highway systems in the world? It really sucks. And yet you go down to Detroit, you go down to Chicago, and rush hour traffic, you can be anywhere from point A to point B in less than 30 minutes, rush hour. Same with Chicago. When I used to drive through Chicago, I couldn't believe it. 3 a.m, you'd be bumper to bumper, but everyone's running 70 miles an hour. Nobody stops to see if somebody got any blood spilled on the ground, like in Toronto. Toronto, if you're running down the road and somebody gets into an accident, everybody stops to gawk, and everything bottlenecks. It's crazy. I used to like, what? What's wrong with these people? I used to say you needed a 12-foot high divider so nobody could see what was going on the other side. Crazy. But the access flow that Detroit and Chicago have is a completely different thing. They can bottleneck that too. All you gotta do is just shut the highway down. But there's so many different ways around to get to over there. It's a lot more difficult. If you're driving Highway I-75, that can be shut down at almost any given point. Highway 90, 94, same thing. You can shut them down at any given point. But if you know your way around, you can get around them. So like I said, when we're looking at, you know, what's going on today and the control factor, you know, shutting down the border, not allowing access, and eventually when we start ordering stuff from the border, if you haven't already noticed it yet, you're going to find that things are going to go up, you know, the cost-wise. So we're heading toward rationing. And I want to point something out tonight. Start doing your research on extracting water from the air. Okay. Water is going to be a big, big, big deal. And if you can do your research and your homework and start developing, ways and means of atmospheric water generators, water dehumidifiers, even getting a dehumidifier and understanding how that works, so you can modify that to extract 2 and 3 gallons of water every day. If you have two of them running and they can give you two to three gallons, that's 6 gallons of water. Remember, every person in your household will need a gallon of water a day. Okay, that's not including washing. That's just for consumption. So I'm forecasting or foreseeing a problem getting water. So if you have a distiller and you can distill water, that's great. If you can extract atmospheric water, do so. So I am going to encourage you all to start doing your research in regarding water extraction from the atmosphere. Okay. This is something I think everybody needs to know how to do. Well, let me put it this way. Anybody that's awake and is understanding what we're dealing with today and what we're dealing with in regarding to the governments that we have and the policies of the United Nations and the policies of the WHO and the policies of China, if you can understand this, and you can understand that they're going to put everybody in a state of lack, constantly being in a state of hunger, constantly being in a state of want. Like they're saying, you're going to own nothing and be happy. Like, are you kidding me? The West have nothing and be happy when the West has been programmed for the last 60 years to be nothing but consumers? This is why I think part of the reason why they're wiping everybody out, because it's going to take too long to get people to shift from consumerism to, you know, scarcity, living barely off of any whatever. So like I said, if you can learn the skill of extracting water from the air, that's one thing you got to remember. If you have seed and you have water and you have someplace to grow, you can grow even hydroponically. So I'm presenting that as a project for everybody. Learn how to extract water from the atmosphere. I think that would go a long way for not just surviving, but thriving. And think of it this way, too. Just think of it this way. If you can extract enough water where you have water stored, imagine what you could barter for water. It'd be worth 100 times more than gold. You know, 1,000 times more than gasoline. Think about that. And with water, you can make explosives. Separate the oxygen and the hydrogen, and you can make a powerful explosive. So let's say you need to knock out a tree stump. Well, you can make what you need to take out a tree stump. Or anything of any nature that requires, you know, removing of some embedded objects that might be stuck somewhere. Another thing that water has uses for. And don't forget, water also conducts electricity. It has electricity and stores electricity. So like I said, it has multiple uses if you understand what water really does. So like I said, I'm going to encourage tonight everybody start doing a project on, again, extracting water from the atmosphere. Think about it. You might find yourself, intrigued by that idea. You know, I'm always looking at different things and thinking in terms of long term. All right, I think on that note, I'm just going to end it here. Like I always say at the end of these shows, I encourage everybody to go read the Gospels, read the Bible, read the New Testament, read the letters, the Book of Acts, Revelations. Understand who Jesus is. Understand what he was saying. Understand what he was doing. Understand the message that he was trying to portray. I think that's the best thing anybody could read at this point. And I would encourage you to read it for yourself. For yourself. Don't let anybody interfere with your study. My thinking. We have people on the page that are doing things to try to help everybody to become more aware of different things. So I'm encouraging all to go and look at all the people that are on the page. Support anybody you can. You know, you got a bunch of people there that are, you know, more than actively looking at research. You got the Liberty Channel. You got Deanna Spingola, you got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Yanni, you got Ty and Shy, you got Brian at 396, you got myself. Like I said, you got a bunch of people there. Help anybody you can financially, if you can. If you can't, help by sharing their information with other people that may need to hear it. And again, and the links below, you know, copy them, send them out to people. Let them see what's really going on. Because a lot of people are not reading these things, so you may be able to help them in being informed. And as I'll repeat again, there's going to be a conference call meeting Saturday at 8 o'clock, the 24th. And all the information is there. All you got to do is just dial the number. There'll be an access code. You punch that in and then let them know who and say who you are and away you go. Alrighty, so on that note, I'll call it a day. And I always say at the end of these shows, by the grace of God, we are still here. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.